We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Yeah, we just posted some more social media stuff, and I know someone's saying, he's still there, I am still here, and I've loved every minute of it. This thing has been going on since I got in the building about 8:30 today. They're going to be here tonight until 7 o'clock, tomorrow till 5, AAA East Central Talking Travel. You know them, you love them. It's the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase. You can find out more at PittsburghTravelShowcase.com. Joe Messina from Messi Holistic, he's the guy that will get you fit and healthy through some great supplements, and the guy who will keep you straight, literally, and on that narrow path of good health, because you just never know when things are going to go bad. So you have to have someone like this great practitioner taking care of you on a regular basis. Dr. Gideon Orbach from the wonderful place in Crafton Greentree that I love and respect, the Weiner Wellness Center. Jeffrey Nisnik along with Joseph Honigman and the whole crew. So it's great to see you, Gideon. Great to see you, Joe. And look, Joe, you being Italian, you being a tremendous cook, obviously a guy who knows the good life, talk about Italy, and for someone thinking about booking Italy, why this would be the place to come.
Well, you've got this is a one-stop shop here. If you can't find your vacation, your dream trip, and you can't find it in this place, then, you know, you're not going to go.
Listen, Gideon and I would probably rather be in Syracuse today at the Carrier Dome. And just about an hour ago, they tipped off at University of Pittsburgh and Syracuse on 93.7 The Fan. That Pitt basketball team, you being an alum of that great university, they're doing okay, Gideon, are they not?
I can't tell you how pleased I am. I mean, we were just talking here a few minutes ago, games that they were getting crushed in 2 years ago, they're winnable games this year. And like, my God, we're gonna win. We're going to go to the postseason. We're going to be a real force in the ACC and in the country. And it's infectious. It's infectious.
Hey, you got a guy from New York named Champagne. You know you have to be good, right?
You got that right.
All right, listen, lots of stuff to get to. One Absolutely. Of the things in your rundown that you wanted to discuss with me that I noticed when I was going over some of the notes, you wanted to talk about your primary spine practitioner program, the great skill of being a doctor of chiropractic medicine still matters in this world. But you know, I keep hearing about just breathe, 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 breathe. You do a thing about breathing mechanics. Talk to me about breathing mechanics and why it's essential in everyday life.
All right. Well, first of all, everything that we do is oxygen dependent. Whether we're talking about digesting our food, whether we're talking about empowering ourselves to heal from within, whether we're talking about our ability to have this very conversation, we got to have oxygen. So the body moves in very specific ways. As you inhale, your rib cage should be moving in a certain direction. Your sacrum should be moving in a specific direction. The sacrum, of course, being the bone at the bottom of the lumbar spine in between the bones of the pelvis. When you exhale, all your skeletal joints should be moving in a different direction. And so what I've been finding with so many of my patients lately, I mean, really, really going out of my way to look for this, that breathing mechanics are off, and we're finding people who are using the muscles in the front of their neck, the top of their chest, to act as a pulley system to lift their rib cage up in the air as they're inhaling. Consequently, those muscles are becoming very tight, being recruited to fire off in functions that they're not really designed, they're capable of doing, but they're not designed to do. Consequently, we have patients who are breathing very shallow. People are getting more and more headaches. They're getting developing problems with the musculature of their upper backs that oppose the musculature that I'm alluding to in the front. Their diaphragms are becoming like a disuse atrophy or a weakness. They're starting to develop develop pain throughout their torso in these very small film-like muscles that inhabit the space between the ribs. So when I have these people who are describing this this condition where they have seemingly so many different things going wrong with them, and the reality is they're all symptoms of the same thing, and that's just simply poor breathing mechanics. So lately, like I said, I've really gone out of my way to look for this on people and to do a better job of explaining what I'm getting at to my patients, and we're doing treatment plans to allow people's bodies to move and to behave the way they're supposed to, allowing them to breathe deeper from their diaphragms, and getting people's bodies to relax just more with each breath.
This may be a stretch, and obviously Joe has the supplements, but you need to see someone of chiropractic medicine such as him on a regular basis. People have panic attacks. They get stressed out. How much of this whole thing do you think that maybe because people just aren't aligned right as far as their body and their breathing techniques, that, you know, there is issues for sure, psychological issues, but it could actually help them if they were healthier in these categories?
That's a very important point and a very good question. And I don't want to say for a second that, hey, look, we have the only solution to panic and anxiety, but this is part of it. And the psychological health, the mental health field has known for a very long time that activity absorbs anxiety. And we see this, I mean, I don't want to use the word epidemic, I'm not an epidemiologist, but it's unbelievable to me how many people, little kids, big kids, young adults, older adults, are having newfound anxiety. It's an epidemic. All right, it's an epidemic.
It is.
We'll use that word.
It is.
And so many of these people are inactive. Joe and I were just talking on the way over here. We parked the car and we're walking to the convention center, laughing about the school downtown and where do these kids go out for lunch and where do they do recess if their building is right here in the middle of downtown Pittsburgh. And Joe made the very astute point that people aren't getting out and they aren't being physical and they aren't outside playing. It's all indoor activity. Activity absorbs anxiety. So if we could influence people to be more active and using their bodies and moving around through space, maybe we can eliminate some of that anxiety.
So does this go back to what my mother used to say, Joe and Gideon? I'd go, I'm really nervous. She'd say, go do something.
Yeah.
And it really worked.
Right. There's something to be said for the wisdom of the ages. And what I also want to add to the point that I'm getting at is that your physical nature, your activity, your physiology is going to contribute to your psychology. So when was the last time you stood up tall in good posture and felt bad? So one of the things that I'm trying to influence my patients more and more besides the breathing is we're talking about posture. And we're also doing adjustments and manipulations.
We all sit up in our chairs.
Yeah,
as soon as he said that.
My producer, Tom.
Ages.
Me, we're all like, well, you know what? Listen.
Ages.
If I learned anything from the great Dr. Weiner and obviously Gideon, you've taught me so much, and Joe has been preaching to me for years, it's the total package. And we'll end on this first segment on this note. This is why you want to go to the Weiner Wellness Center, 412-922-WELL, 9355. You can call now, say, I want to meet with Dr. Orbach. It really is everything, right? Joe,
it really is, because you got to start, and I love that, because you know, everybody has a central nervous system, so everybody needs proper alignment. If you don't start your path to wellness first with chiropractic, then you're missing the foundation. And then we can cover it from an internal point with nutrition. We can cover it on an energetic basis and with muscle therapy. All of that at the Weiner Wellness Center. But you got to start with the foundation. The foundation is still structural. Dr.
Right.
Orbach.
Listen, we'll come back. We got much more with Dr. Orbach. And, of course, he is Joe Messina from Messiolistic. Tell me about your company real quick. How you doing?
I mean, we just try to make sure that everybody gets the best quality supplements they can possibly get. Quality technology, the latest and the greatest, and that's what we bring down to the Weiner Wellness Center, making sure they get the best of the best and have it on the shelves ready for everybody.
You know, Dr. Orbach, if you want to know, he kind of looks like a younger Lou Ferrigno, does he not? Look, think about it. Look at him. He got them shoulders back. Uh-huh. He got that hair, that jaw.
Yeah, people tell me I look like a younger Joe Pesci, too. I don't know. You think?
I think you're a little more handsome than Mr.
Thank
Pesci.
You. Thank you.
Although
Thank you.
He's a pretty talented young man. fan too. Short break. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Don't forget 412-922-WELL 9355, the Weiner Wellness Center. Back with more in a moment.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, Christopher Rinaldo now producing back at KDKA, Kraft and Green Tree. Ashley Funyak was with us throughout the day. Always thankful for them. And my buddy Tom down here producing on location. And Robert Mangino live and local after the news at 2 o'clock. We've got CBS News at the bottom of the hour. So what's next on the agenda, Joe Messina?
Well, you know, it won't be long till March Mayhem gets here. And in basketball, it's March Madness. In nutrition, it's March Mayhem, and that'll be coming up before we know it, March 7th at the Weiner Wellness Center, the March Wellness
This
Week.
Is the event of the spring. This is what you wait for, and this is the way to jumpstart your body heading into that great summer month. So before you hit the beach in July, you need to get to the Weiner Wellness Center in March, right, Doc?
I agree. Come in and visit us at the Weiner Wellness Center. We're going to have our March open house the 7th to the 14th, and you know what? Joe and I, we got here early and we were walking around the convention center, and it was amazing how many people we talked to. Of course, the vendors, but not just the vendors, that people were like, oh, you went on vacation there. How was it? That was that you traveled there. And we're having conversations with strangers who are now friends, which is exactly what goes on at our wellness event, that people come and they nobody's antagonistic, and everybody wants to share their experiences and what's working for them and what's working for you and which protocols can I borrow from this one. And it's almost like I feel like I want to be a fly on the wall and just listen to people's conversations and watch people enjoy the event. We have speakers all week long. We do presentations and workshops. There are a number of professionals roaming the crowd to offer advice and answer questions and help out. And our attitude is really very similar to the convention here. People are just being friendly and eager to interact with each other. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the March 7th
to
14th.
We're waiting for you to make a personal appearance on one of these,
I have
Rob.
Been to a few of them, but you see, the problem is there's free food there, so that's where you're usually going to find me. So you guys have to go to work. I'm over there eating the free vegan food.
Well, we want you to be there to enjoy.
I am. I absolutely love what you do. Nobody's a bigger fan of what you do than I am. But I want to ask you, Joe talks about this all the time, you do. Everybody says, oh, why do I need them? I'm feeling good. I'm healthy. I feel great. But then you talk about, and this is something really people need to reconsider, about reinforcing who you are as far as your health is concerned. If you're healthy, why wait till you're sick? It's always good to keep it in check, and that gets back to having regular visits with people like you.
Yes, I'm a big fan of maintenance, and my biggest patient population are people who they injured themselves or they had a physical problem and they came to see me, and it took X number of visits for them to feel like they were repaired. And then we talked about what's going on, and we talk about how somebody's injury might imprint their central nervous system and have constant communication with their brain, reminding them that they've had an injury in a certain body spot, and just because it doesn't hurt doesn't mean it's not a potential problem. So we do maintenance, and my biggest population are people who come once a month, once a quarter, somewhere in between. They haven't had any falls, they haven't had any accidents, they feel okay, and they want to feel better than okay. And the services and the treatments that we offer are an important piece of that puzzle for those people.
Okay, let's talk about, Jamie Dorley, Nutritional Frontiers, obviously Messy Holistics with Joe. Mm-hmm. How do you build, and Joe, you jump in on this too, how do you build someone's nutritional plan to interact with their supplement plan? Where do you begin? You from the nutritional standpoint first.
Well, I'm a big fan of the basics. The simpler the program, the better. So the first question is, if people have they're not taking nutritional supplements and they're eating the standard American diet, I like to look at what are your staples, what are you eating that's a potential harmful for yourself, and what are you eating that's good for you, and let's make a very small change. Let's figure out how can we eliminate maybe a quarter of the sugar that you're taking in and replace it with a good multivitamin, multimineral, more water, and a healthy snack. So we're starting at the most basic foundation and building from there. And I work with two very talented nutritionists, Dr. Honigman and Jeffrey. So when people have really complex nutritional problems, I like to refer those patients to those two practitioners. But like I said, I'm a big fan of basic multivitamin, multimineral. It's all dose dependent. So if you're looking at, look, this is flu season, let's jump your vitamin D level from, say, 2,000 units a day to 5,000 units a day or even more to boost your immune system, we really didn't do anything complicated, but we did a world of good. So my answer is, what's the simplest thing we can do?
I'm not a fan of all these fad diets that are out there, Rob, never have been.
And I'll just say keto, you know,
all this stuff, forget about it. None of it is, there's only one diet, and that's of the earth. As far as I'm concerned, if it walked, flew, swam, or grew on this planet, and it's a good food, it promoted life at one point, it's going to do the same thing for you. Now, whether you choose to be a meat eater or a vegan, that's up to your personal preference. This food should still come from of the earth. You know, they talk about all these, there's food products. If it's not a real food, it's a food product. Then when you get into those food products, which we all consume to some degree, then you got to start looking at labels and eliminating chemicals. There's really only two things in a packaged food, a food and a chemical. You've got to reduce to eliminate, from reduction all the way down to eliminate these chemicals. Don't count calories, count chemicals. You do that, you take chemicals out of your diet and you eat whole foods, you'll make a world of good.
So I could come to you and say, look, you got to remove the chemicals, but I don't even know what chemicals we're talking about. You can take someone from the ground floor to put them in that holistic frame of mind, whether it's Joe's supplements or what you're doing as a practitioner, even if they're at rock bottom, to get them back on the right track.
That's always our plan. Always a plan. I mean, if need be, we'll, we have some food in the refrigerator. We have some boxes of stuff that I'm not going to say we confiscated, but it does go untouched. And we've been known, myself, Dr. Honigman, have been known to go to the refrigerator and pull out food-like substances and sit down with a patient and just let's read the label. Let's look at these ingredients. Does this make sense to you? Look how much is in this product that ends in "-een." That's what we want to get away from.
Here's the thing that I've noticed, and it took me a few years being with you guys on the radio to realize it. You know, had an ankle fusion, a little arthritis, lower back arthritis, knee surgery. And there are certain times when it flares up, it's painful. It's almost like a gout feeling, if you will. And we all know what that is. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's like there's no swelling, there's no inflammation. And I always thought, well, maybe because I had my feet up or it was the weather. But then I started realizing that I was taking the sodium and the sugar and the salt. Things, for some reason, just disappeared for a week or two because I was just doing something else and I was going a different path and not even realizing it. But the fruit bowl filled up and the candy went away, as did the ham and the beef and the pork, things that kind of weighed me down in the carbohydrates. And really, when you think about it, it's the food that you eat that helps you with inflammation. Is that not right?
That's absolutely true. It's a shame that we can't be true to, you know, the father of medicine, Hippocrates, when he said, you know, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. It's the way it should be. Unfortunately, that's not the way it is today. So we need to supplement our diet. Nobody lives by food alone anymore, Rob. You've got to supplement your diet with quality nutritional supplements, like the kind that's carried at the Weiner Wallace.
You and your granddaughter, your runaway hit YouTube program, Cooking with Papa. The thing that I know, it's the old Vegematic. You're slicing, you're dicing the celery, the carrots,
yes,
the lettuce, the
yes,
radishes, the onions, the garlic. That's whole plant-based food that you guys are using.
That's right.
And that's why now that you're halfway through that sixth decade, you look like a movie star. And your granddaughter's vibrant, healthy, beautiful smile. It really is. The food is what you are because of what you eat.
It is. And then we try to do that on that show. We do. We cook with organic beef products. We cook with organic eggs. We cook with organic butter. We get organic pasta from Italy. So, yeah, you got to take, you know, different strides and make some adjustments here and there. But you can do it.
Do you feel like we're slouching whenever you're with Dr. Warbach? He's just like...
I keep adjusting. I keep sitting up every time.
I think he's got like a coat hanger in his shirt and I just can't see it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Stay with us. Much more to come. Robert Mangino up after the news at 2, but we've got CBS Radio News just 3 minutes away on KDK Radio.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, we're back. Listen, let's talk about again as we're with Joe Messina from Messi Holistics and the great Dr. Gideon Orbach from the Weiner Wellness Center. This event in March, listen, it's the end of January. This month has flown by. You got this short month in February, and March will be here before you know it. You know, they always say March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. This thing has got a big roar to it. It's an exciting event. Please talk about it, Joe.
You know what? It's one of the biggest. It's 3 months since the last one, because that's the biggest gap for that throughout the year for the wellness weeks. So the last one was in December. It's going to be 3 full months before this one hits. And, you know, it's that's why it's so exciting, because, you know, you get a big crowd, you get people coming off the winter, spring's around the corner, energy's happening, and then people are there to take advantage of the knowledge, number one, like Dr. Orbach talked about, all the workshops, of course, all the free food, all the great energy, but then the supplements in this place, the professional brands that are in there are all on sale, and that's why they're there to take advantage of that, because they know, they've listened to these workshops, they've listened to these radio shows, they know they have to supplement their diet.
Nobody else opens the doors and gives people as much as 30% savings. And I think the reason Dr. Weiner did this and the reason you all still do it today, you want to say thank you to the people who are not just new patients, but you have people that have been coming to you for maintenance for years. This is like a personal relationship like you'd have with any practitioner, right, Gideon?
Absolutely. And you know what? I remember the first time I met Dr. Weiner, my job interview with him, which was at an Indian restaurant, I should mention, for those of you who know Dr. Weiner. He was a big fan of Indian food. Be that as it may, I mean, we covered so many topics, and we had arranged to meet for about half an hour. He was in a rush, I was in a rush, and we ended up 2 hours later, both of our cell phones are going off, where are you? And one of the things that he and I talk about is how important it is that a practice be inclusive and not exclusive. And look, taking care of yourself is not cheap. It's a lot cheaper than being sick, but it's not cheap.
Here's what I'm realizing the older I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
I better do it now.
Yes.
It's pay me now or pay me later, because with the rising cost of health care, I want to actually go on vacation.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So you got to take good care of yourself.
Right. The pay me later price is brutal. That's draconian. The pay me now price is just not cheap. So Dr. Weiner was telling me about these open house party sales that he had, and you could see his eyes lighting up, and he's getting up out of his seat and being demonstrative and talking with his hands and making emphasis about these events that he hosts and how the discounts are steep, and it's so that we can get more people included in what we're about, and we make wellness within the reach of everyone, rather than creating the concept of an exclusive practice. So we carry on that tradition. I mean, it's the name on the door is still the Weiner Wellness Center. We're in the process of, and we have to rebrand ourselves, and we have to carve out our own identities, and we have to be a thriving business on our own merits, not on Dr. Weiner's at this point. But at the same time, we have to honor some of the very, very good traditions that he started, and some of the keystones for what makes our practice, our center, what it is. And one of them is having these open houses and the party sales and giving away free information, free food, deep discounts on supplements. Come and take it. Walk out of here feeling like you took advantage of us. That's what we want to create for these open house weekends.
Listen, chiropractic medicine, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best thing you can do for your body. And I was talking to Robert Mangino. We did a little social media blurb moments ago. He's going to be on the air coming up after we are. He's been really helping the hurricane victims in Puerto Rico. He's been traveling back and forth. We were talking about the destination as far as a trip because of AAA East Central and what they're doing here and how they can get you there. And he said something about history. And I said, if you're into the history of Roberto Clemente, you can trace his steps. One of the things, and you and I both loving athletes, as does Joe, a black belt carrying member in the sport of karate. Roberto Clemente was one of the first athletes to use a chiropractor on a regular basis.
Yes, unheard of at that time.
Yeah, I mean, all taboo.
Yeah.
But he swore by it.
Right.
And I think as we look now, you go to the Professional Golf Association, the NFL, the NBA, NHL, they all have chiropractors on duty.
Let me tell you how mainstream this is becoming.
I'm in this program at Pitt, primary spinal practitioner. It's open to physical therapists and chiropractors who have met certain continuing ed and practice requirements and achieved a certain whatever it is that we've achieved. So I'm sitting in a room with 50 chiropractors and physical therapists, and the topic that everybody wants to hear about, you know, the lecturer makes their speech and presentation, and everybody takes notes because there's a test later, and the break comes, and all the physical therapists come up to the chiropractors like, hey, can you show me how to do this adjustment? I'm having trouble with this. Man, 5 years ago, the same physical therapists were campaigning against me to my patients, telling them, oh, a chiropractor is going to injure you. Now they're coming to the University of Pittsburgh, the top-ranked physical therapy program in the country, has a program that includes chiropractors because they're realizing how valuable and how profound and how safe chiropractic adjustments really are. And we can talk about the politics all day long and never come to an answer, but the fact that physical therapists are starting to learn how to do what we've been doing as a profession all along, if that's not testimonial enough for how valuable it is, I don't know what else to tell you.
Listen, there would be no physical therapist. There would be no deep tissue massage therapist. There'd be no trainers if there wasn't chiropractic medicine many years ago.
You're absolutely right. And I want to expand on that and not just say chiropractors many years ago, but the techniques I use, I don't use devices that we plug into an electrical socket. Everything that I use my mind, my hands, and an occasional elbow. And
sounds good to me.
But see, there's nobody that works on limbs the way Gideon does.
Oh, I can tell.
This goes beyond what people think most basic chiropractic is, and probably is. You know, spinal adjustments on the table. But what he does is just surpasses that. So, I mean, I can attest to it because he's done it with me.
Listen, go ahead.
I really appreciate you saying that.
We believe in you.
There are no secrets here. You've been my patient for quite a while.
That's right.
But I have contributed absolutely nothing to the knowledge base. Every technique I use is because somebody was doing this thousands of years ago on the banks of the Yangtze River or at the Acropolis or in some place on the Russian steppes. And the technique is passed down from generation to generation, and we call ourselves chiropractors now, but we're no different than the Russian bone setters or the Greek healers or the Chinese healers of millennia ago. It's just what it's called in this country. Everything that we've done to survive the test of time. And now, only now, people who were once our clinical and political adversaries are beginning to realize that.
Yeah.
And they want it too, because it's just that good.
Listen, there is an amazing idea that is how they built the pyramids. But look, if they kept those centurions on those chariots, there must be something to it.
Yeah, you got that right.
I mean, we think about, you know, athletics today. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen Ben-Hur recently, but believe me, that's one sport I can't imagine competing in.
Yeah.
My mother used to say when she would come home from the chiropractor, and she was there once a month, I started going at the age of 15. I was dealing with some headaches. It's the best night's sleep you're ever going to get. When you come back from an adjustment or being at a place like the Weiner Wellness Center, you're on Joe's supplements, there's something like, it's such a peaceful feeling that you get that it's almost surreal to even try to explain.
Surreal is a good word. I hear that on a regular basis. The things that I'm looking for from my patients when they give me feedback, that's exactly what I want to hear from them, that they're sleeping better, that they feel taller, and that comes right back to the posture that we talked about initially, that their bodies feel more efficient, that they just feel like they can have greater ranges of motion and they're not working as hard to move their bodies. That comes from the breathing mechanics that we talked about. And we're seeing aches and pains just disappear.
You need to call now, make an appointment with Dr. Gideon Orbach. You need to be a part of the wonderful Weiner Wellness Week in March. You can find out everything about that at drweiner, W-I-N-E-R.com. You can call them at 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. About a minute and a half to the break, I want to make sure we talk about this. You were talking about you don't believe in any of these fad diets. I get it. But think about all the medicines people are taking for cholesterol and blood pressure. And here it is. Acid reflux, all of these things that you have had the ability to not just fix, but to heal people totally from all of those afflictions by just taking the right supplements, Joe.
Well, you're supplementing a diet. So that's let's make sure we understand that. It starts with the diet and you supplement the diet because you can't get therapeutic levels of nutrients in food anymore. And it's been a long time since we've been able to do that. So to get therapeutic levels, you've got to supplement your diet with the type of supplements and nutritional products at the Weiner Wellness Center. And the difference, Rob, I'm glad you brought that up because the difference, and this has to be, we say this all the time, but we can never say it enough. Drugs just take the place of a bodily function and ease a symptom. Nutrition, nutritional medicine, holistic medicine, like what we do at the Weiner Wellness Center.
Every day.
Enhances the function instead of replacing it so that it works on its own. Like Dr. Weiner always said, if you feed the body, it will heal. But you gotta feed it what it needs. And unfortunately, you can't get that from food alone.
You missed one thing. Dr. Weiner used to always say this after he'd make a statement. Did you listen to what I just said? Did you listen to what I just told you? Were you paying
attention? Did you write that down?
Did you write that down?
Yeah, do you have a pencil?
4-1-2-4-2.
But here's the thing you gotta remember about Dr. Weiner, because I was with him on the front line every week for years.
Right.
He knew who was back at Kraft and Greentree at the Weiner Wellness Center. People like you who really carried on that mission. And without you and your great skill set, that whole plan of his would have never got done. So what a great team effort. Sadly, he is no longer here, but that great team concept rolls on at the Weiner Wellness Center, and it's always my privilege to tell you all about it. But find out more. Call them. Make an appointment. 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, Tom Chorba here producing, Chris Rinaldo producing back at KDK Radio. Robert Mangino waiting in the wings. John Shalkowski is going to join him. The odd, mysterious, and wonderful facts of the great, wonderful place that we call home, Pittsburgh. They're going to talk about some great sporting events that have happened in the history of this great town, including Steeler Nation in the month of January. Don't miss them after the news at 2. Plus, you'll meet more guests from the AAAE Central, of course, crew that is here today for day 2. That'll run tomorrow night through 5 o'clock of the wonderful Pittsburgh Travel Showcase. You know, I've been a big fan of the sun for a long time. And for years, I had that constant tan. You always look very refreshed and healthy with that beautiful tan. Listen, I miss it, but I'm afraid of it now. Why am I so afraid of the sun now when I never even used to think twice about it?
You're afraid of the sun because of good marketing.
Okay.
Okay. They're scaring you to death, making you think the sun is bad. The sun is the giver of life. Rob, if it was bad, it would have killed us off as a race a long time ago. How long have we been indoors? 100, 150 years?
Right.
How long have we been on this planet? Okay, come on. It would have killed us off. But the thing is, do you want to go out and burn? No, that's stupid. When we were kids, you talk about your parents all the time when you were a kid.
Absolutely.
What happened when you get a little sunburn? What'd they do? Smack you on the back of the head, say, put on a shirt or get in the shade. Okay, you don't sit out there and burn. You be smart about it. When you do it gradual, the sun gives you vitamin D. It gives you vitamin D. That's how we always were meant to get it.
So there's some medicinal purposes to it.
Absolutely. The sun, it provides vitamin D naturally to us. And unfortunately, where we live up here,
not much of it.
Not much of it. You know, you've only, and what people don't realize is it has to be a certain degree in the sky for the UVB rays to even penetrate to give you the vitamin D.
Let me tell you a quick story. So one time many years ago, you were at the Starbucks in Mount Lebanon, and I happened to run into you, and there you were sitting enjoying your Starbucks, and I went, I want to be him. Whoever he is, I want to be him. So you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, over 20 years.
How did it start?
Years.
I mean, I know the karate background, the whole story there, but how did this whole holistic thing start for you to where you've made it a career, a very successful one, because you practice what you preach?
Yeah, it's a good story, actually. I was always into fitness and health all of my life, as you said, with the martial arts. But I was also, you know, I had a family and I was in sales jobs. I had schools, but that wasn't enough to make the family, you know, that didn't pay enough. So I always had sales jobs, and my wife at the time happened to be the personal trainer for the owner of Douglas Douglas Laboratories, Mr. Doug Leone.
I remember. Right?
His wife, my wife, was her personal trainer, and they were looking for someone to build a national sales team. She said, talk to my husband, and they did, and that was the beginning. There it went.
How about you? I know you're an athlete. I know you're passionate about sports medicine, but how did it all start for you, Gideon?
Well, I was, a third semester sophomore or a fifth semester freshman or whatever it was. And I was working out in the gym, and I met a chiropractor in the gym, and he adjusted me on the weightlifting bench. I got my first ever chiropractic adjustment as a patient on a weightlifting bench in the gym in the East End. That's all I ever wanted to do ever since. I mean, I got up off that bench feeling like I don't ever remember feeling this. This is amazing. You know, I'm going to do this.
You know, I've been watching some YouTube videos, and I did it even before. But Franco Colombo, the great bodybuilder, who mm-hmm. happened later in life to end up being a doctor of chiropractic medicine. Let me just say this. All those ABC Wide World of Sports and those pose downs with guys like Dave Draper and, of course, Arnold, they were all great. Lou Ferrigno. But listening to this man speak with that beautiful Italian accent about natural holistic medicine, it literally is mesmerizing and captivating. And how much we can all take in from that message that people like yourself and the late Dr. Colombo had, and what Joe talks about, and Dr. Honigman every week educating people just beyond belief, and Jeffrey Nisnik, and of course the late Dr. Weiner, and Jamie Dorley from Nutritional Frontiers. This really is the right path to take, is it not?
I bet my career on it. I absolutely bet my career on it. This is a great path to be on, and the beautiful thing about this path is that it's broad. That there are a lot of right ways to practice chiropractic. I don't have a monopoly on this. There are other practitioners who use different techniques that might be right for the next person. And there are acupuncturists on our path, and there are nutritionists on our path, and there are holistic counselors on our path. And this is the path to be on. That it's just an opportunity to empower people to take better care of themselves.
Day one, somebody comes in like me who is more than a few pounds overweight and has beaten their body to submission because of life, wanting to get the most out of life and not be a part of all of the things that we see to help people who should still be able to stand upright at 65 years of age, but because of whatever reason, they have to use a device just to take a nice walk with their grandchildren. Or some sort of medical procedure needs to be done to let them continue to do that and embrace their family and their life and what lies ahead. Somebody comes into you and you just said, look, I need to start. You always talk about a cleansing mm-hmm. and a purification to kind of purge it all and start from the beginning. You're a big believer in someone who has to get rid of all those poisons to cleanse.
You know, we're in a toxic environment. This, you know, we live in a toxic environment. And what people don't understand is there's toxins that come at you from all different angles. There's chemical toxins. You ingest, you breathe, they get into your eyes from chemicals that you clean with, all kinds of things. There's toxins that come via what you would think is good food. There's toxins that come from drugs that you get from your doctor. There's toxins that are emotionally initiated. So there's toxins everywhere. Yeah. Do you need to detoxify? Absolutely. There's so many ways to do it, though. Good sweating is a great way to do it. Get in an infrared sauna. That's a great way to detoxify. But then there's products at the Weiner Wellness Center that will aid you in that process because they actually will grab onto the toxins, claw them out of those fat cells, and help you eliminate them through the bowels and through the kidney. These are called chelating agents. They're natural chelators that are plant-based products like Live Clear, like Lean Greens.
We got 1 minute. Let me give you 30 and give you 30. Go, Dr. Werbach.
Well, first of all, I mean, what a great thing to be able to come down here to the convention center and be part of, take part in other people's events and see what other people are up to. And I've enjoyed just talking to people who I've never met or never seen before. And like I said at the very beginning, it's a very similar environment to the Weiner Wellness Center when we have our open house, which we're going to have in March 7th to the 14th, 2419 Baldwick. People just want to meet each other, they want to talk to each other, and they want to help each other out, and I'm proud to play a role in making that happen.
You're a good man. Thank you. Less than 30, but I know you can make it work.
It's a lifestyle approach. It's got to start with how your body works, the structural aspect, but then you've got to feed it, and you've got to feed it, you got to get on the right food program, and you got to supplement your diet, Rob. Everybody's got to.
drweiner.com. Make an appointment now. They're there. 412-922-WELL 922-WELL 9355. Have a great day, everybody.
This program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.